and the most unrealistic reality show on TV. It is ABC's The Bachelor. If you missed it last night, they're down to the final four. It is Raven from Arkansas, Rachel from someplace else, Corinne from Dream World, La La Land, and finally, Vanessa from Canada. Love of my life, Nurse Joy, joining me on the phone line right now. Hello, love.
Hello.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
How about that Bachelor last night?
It was a good one. It went through, you know, all four hometowns, and I think we saw a different side of every girl because of them being around their family and how their family reacted to Nick.
I think all of the country world, all of America is pulling for Raven. I think so if you're like a homegrown country person, because she took him four-wheeler riding.
They went mudding, basically.
Yes.
And it was kind of fun to see Nick get muddy because he seemed a little bit of the prissy type.
Mm-hmm.
But he did really good. I think he had a lot of fun. It was really emotional for her because she found out at the visit that her dad is cancer-free. I guess he had been diagnosed with lung cancer a year prior.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a really emotional visit. And I think Nick got to see a whole other side of her. I really like her a lot. I know I've said Vanessa from the get-go, and I still think it's probably going to be Vanessa, but I really like Raven a lot.
I just thought it was the perfect family visit right there with Raven's family. They move on to the next one, and it's Rachel. And I saw bits and pieces of this. How was it with Rachel's family?
They were kind of hard on him. Her dad didn't come. He's the judge, and apparently he was working, but it makes you wonder if he really was working or whether he just didn't want to be involved in that. I don't know. They talked a lot about interracial relationships,
yeah.
And I mean, I think that he's well aware that she's black, and he said that.
Yeah.
And I think they were worried that they haven't really thought about, you know, how people are going to treat them later on.
Exactly.
And so that got brought up a lot.
She's a wonderful gal. We already know. It's crazy because we already know some things about Rachel, you know what I mean?
Right. We know that he doesn't pick her.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Because she's already been announced as the next Bachelorette, but we'll see how it all pans out, I guess, next week. The next date was with Corinne. And here's a little piece of audio called Corinne Took Nick Shopping.
A whole new experience. She wants to show me what an ordinary day looks like to Corinne.
I'm totally getting this headband.
Which is a very unordinary day to literally everyone else.
Definitely the hat.
Okay, let's do the hat.
Hat.
I always thought I had expensive taste.
Oh, I love pearls.
And then I met Corinne.
Wow is an understatement right there. Holy moly. What'd you think of that?
I honestly thought it was really funny. I know it's out of the ordinary because, like he said, that's not a normal day for anybody. You know, at one point, he's trying on $800 pair of sweatpants, and he says, I'm wearing an $800 pair of sweatpants, but don't worry, Corinne, because the sweatshirt's only $650. You know? I mean,
wow.
It was comical to me. I don't know. That is a day in her life, so he got to see that. And he even said, I might need to get a couple more jobs if I'm going to end up with Corinne.
I think the biggest question the dad has is, you know, are you going to be able to support my daughter?
Woo! Yeah.
Then we get to Vanessa. Vanessa has family in Canada, and Nick is from the United States of America, and I guess they're very Italian. Italians residing in Canada. How'd you feel about that whole scenario?
I definitely think that was the hardest hometown date. He met her mom and her mom's side of the family first because her mom and dad are divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was just really hard on him. I feel like it was a hard date.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't want her to leave Canada. And she's got a good job there. You know, they did meet her students, which were special needs, I think, over the age of 21. So that was kind of neat to see that. And that went good. But her family date was just, they were rough on him. And after the mom date, she goes and takes him to her dad's house. And he talks to the dad. And the dad basically, you know, said, well, did you ask for three other blessings as well when you went on these dates? And Nick kind of scurried around. He said, yes, I did. He just gave him a look like, well, I don't really feel like I should give you my blessing then.
At the end of everything, we see what's-her-name come back for Nick. And what's that all about?
I'm wondering if she's just coming to kind of smooth that over. I don't know. It seems like a pretty intense conversation they have, though.
Her name is Andy, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Next week, here's my prediction, okay? My prediction is he's going to say, goodbye to Rachel. That's my first prediction. And then my second one is, because they're going to go on the fantasy dates. And at the end of the fantasy date, there's always a card with a key that says, hey, do you want to go up to my hotel room? Okay? I'm just laying it out there. And I think he's going to turn down. He's going to say goodbye to Corinne, and there's going to be a massive amount of drama. That's my prediction, okay?
Could be.
I can't wait, because I'm ready for him to, you know, light a torch and burn that one down. That's going to be so great when that happens, and she's going to cry back to daddy. Well, there it is. Appreciate it so much. My love, have a wonderful rest of the day, okay?
You too.
I love you.
Love you too.
It is the most unrealistic reality show on TV, ABC's The Bachelor. I'm pulling for Raven, period. Arkansas gal, took him four-wheeler riding. That's the safe bet right there.